just, I mean, the Reruns was really a fun band to play in, and the whole, again, quote-unquote scene at the time was just really, really kind of exciting. You know, we kind of were thinking, you know, we might get that major label deal and, you know, get it. And it wasn't as much to say you were on a label as, like, is to get your music, you know, played out in front of, you know, as many people as possible, you know, become known nationally just to get you, you know, your music out there. So, and there's the excitement that seeing bands, you know, with the Romantics got signed, where, you know, bands were hopeful that, you know, others would get signed kind of on their coattails. And, you know, we had had, you know, some discussions with our manager at the time was shopping our stuff around. I know there was a minimal interest from Arista at the time. Nothing ever materialized, but that, I think it was just the excitement of, you know, like they say, you know, half the fun is getting there and just doing that, you know, playing, getting a chance to play at what's now DTE as a Reruns. That was, that jumps out at me as another fun show to have played. So I think just in general, the excitement of the scene at the time and everyone really, you know, musicians in general, at least in my experience, you know, getting along really well. I mean, there always, you'd have your little bit of jostlings if, you know, one band thought they should headline and the other didn't. I'll be honest with you, anyone that tells you it didn't happen once in a while is lying to you. But other than that, it was just, it was really a pretty strong feeling of camaraderie. And just, again, if you have fun, that it was just an exciting time to be hanging out with a bunch of musicians and songwriters that were on the circuit then.